From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says 755 U.S. diplomats in the country must leave in retaliation for new sanctions that the United States is imposing on Russia for its meddling in the 2016 election to help President Trump win the White House. Putin told a Russian television network more than 1,000 people were working and are still working at the U.S. embassy and consulates. The Russian leader said Moscow could take additional retaliatory steps against the U.S. following overwhelming congressional approval of new sanctions against Russia. But he said, "I'm against it as of today." Moscow said the expulsion of hundreds of U.S. envoys by September 1st would leave both of the countries with the same number of diplomats, 455. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Estonia for talks on military support, beginning a tour of three Baltic members of NATO. He had a lot to say about the sanctions.
Well, the president's made it very clear that Russia's destabilizing activities, its support for rogue regimes, its activities in Ukraine are unacceptable. And the president made it very clear that very soon he will sign the sanctions from the Congress of the United States to reinforce that. But at the same time, as we make our intentions clear that we expect Russian behavior to change, the President and I remain very hopeful that we'll see different behavior by the Russian government with regard to Ukraine, with regard to supporting rogue regimes in Iran and in North Korea.
Pence's tour of the Baltics coincides with the launch of the largest joint military exercise between Georgia and the U.S. This is VOA.